an historic ruling in South Korea has led to the removal of its first female president and to the end of an era. We begin our coverage with NPR's Elise Hu in Seoul. She reports on the reaction after judges upheld the impeachment, immediately ousting the president.
Outside South Korea's constitutional court, thousands crammed onto the streets. On giant screens, usually reserved for concerts, they watched a decision the country's waited months for.
The respondent, President Park Geun-hye, is expelled.
South Korea's highest court voted unanimously to uphold the legislature's impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Some 70% of South Koreans in a recent poll got what they wished for. We found Jung In-ha in the celebratory crowd.
I feel very proud right now. I love this country.
Park Geun-hye now makes history twice, not only as the nation's first female president, but also in the way she's going out.
We have never had a president that was removed forcefully by an impeachment proceeding like this ever.
James Kim is a researcher at the Korean policy think tank Asan Institute.
This was an abuse of executive power that is the basis of her removal.
Investigators say Park abused her power by entrusting government decisions to a secret advisor and taking part in extorting bribes from major conglomerates like Samsung. The corruption scandal led to millions taking the streets in protest and gripped South Korea for months. Again, James Kim.
There's a sense of relief. Some people even very excited and happy about this ruling, suggesting that, you know, democracy in South Korea is functional and is working.
Park has yet to move out of the presidential home, but she's already lost immunity from criminal prosecution and could soon face charges. The country's prime minister, a Park appointee, is serving as acting president for now. He will announce a snap presidential election, which is constitutionally required to happen within 60 days. Those celebrating the ouster, like Jung In-ha, are hopeful.
I think there will be better president than our last president, and I think brighter future will be here.
As the Park Geun-hye presidency abruptly ends, election season begins. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.